donkey of the day.
For the donkey of the day.
That's pretty funny.
Where's Charlemagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Yes, donkey of the day for Tuesday, February 3rd goes to the Macomb County Prosecutor's Office in Detroit. Detroit, what up, though? There's a case in Detroit right now where a 52-year-old woman named Yulette Wedgeworth is being charged with a crime that she shouldn't be charged with, okay? What's the station in Detroit?
97.9, JLB.
Salute to JLB. Dropping the clues bombs for WJLB in Detroit. What's up, Bill Black? What up, Bushman? How y'all? Now, listen, Detroit. An injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere, and this is one of those times where an injustice is happening, okay? Yulette Wedgeworth is being charged with aggravated assault, a misdemeanor punishable by up to a year in jail and a $1,000 fine, and I think she shouldn't be getting charged with anything. Her charges should be dropped, okay? Would you like to know what happened? Well, let's go to WXYZ ABC7 Detroit for the report, please.
Bizarre case of a woman busted for biting off part of a man's tongue.
She's facing charges of aggravated assault over the kiss that put a man in the hospital.
52-year-old Yulette Wedgeworth from Detroit. Yulette, seen here in her mugshot, was visiting a friend's apartment in Centerline on Tuesday. A man who, we're told, quickly turned into a victim.
Our defendant told our victim not to stick his tongue in her mouth, and he did, and she didn't like it, so she bit the tip of his tongue off, clean off.
When police showed up, they did recover a piece of the tongue in the bedroom.
I don't know the status of whether or not it was reattached, but everyone's alive and we've charged her with a crime.
What's bizarre about this? Why did they say this was bizarre? What's the problem? I wish I knew this young man's name so I could include him in this donkey. All I hear when I listen to this news report is evidence of why consent matters. She asked you not to put your tongue in her mouth, and you did it anyway. She warned you. You got what you deserved. Where is the justice for this 52-year-old woman? Where are the feminists and women's support groups to come to the aid of this lady? All right, stop sending mixed messages about consent. No means no. If a woman tells you not to do something in the bedroom, and you do it anyway, that's a charge waiting to happen. All this Me Too, Time's Up movement we've been witnessing the past few years, and men still don't know what consent is, I would assume that since she told him, don't put your tongue in my mouth, and he did anyway, for her to bite his tongue off, and she did anyway, that's a form of sexual assault. So therefore, her biting his tongue off is a form of self-defense. So why is this young lady Yulette Wedgeworth in jail? I'm telling you, if the body part was switched, we would be looking at this situation totally different. Imagine this man would have asked her for some oral sex. All right, if this man would have asked for some oral sex and she said no, and then he tried to put his penis in her mouth and she bit the tip of that off, she'd be looked at as a hero. So what's the difference between a tongue and a penis in this situation? Envy, what's the difference between a tongue and a penis?
Not going to answer that.
Play the news report again because I want to make sure I'm not tripping.
Bizarre case of a woman busted for biting off part of a man's tongue.
She's facing charges of aggravated assault over the kiss that put a man in the hospital.
52-year-old Yulette Wedgeworth from Detroit. Yulette, seen here in her mugshot, was visiting a friend's apartment in Centerline on Tuesday. A man who, we're told, quickly turned into a victim.
Our defendant told our victim not to stick his tongue in her mouth, and he did, and she didn't like it, so she bit the tip of his tongue off, clean off.
When police showed up, they did recover a piece of the tongue in the bedroom.
I don't know the status of whether or not it was reattached, but everyone's alive and we've charged her with a crime.
Yeah, am I tripping? She told him, don't put your tongue in my mouth, and he did it anyway.
She defended herself.
That's what I would think, right?
That's okay. What it feels like.
Listen, I don't think I'm tripping. I'm convinced that this woman should not be in jail. Please give that man in the Macomb County Prosecutor's Office the biggest hee-haw.
Yeah, that was self-defense.
It feels like it should be self-defense. Why is this woman being charged?
I gave you a warning, told you not to do something. You did it. I reacted.
Steve, why are you making that face?
I'm just wondering how he still got the tongue in the mouth, though.
How did he get his tongue in her mouth? Don't victim blame him.
They could have been talking to each other up close, and he just went in for it. But anyway.
Okay, Steve.
All right, Steve. Let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Let's talk about this. Charlamagne, thank you for that donkey today.
Well, I want to answer Steve's question. She probably gave consent to kiss, but told him not to put the tongue in the mouth. So he did that on his own. He slipped her the tongue. Yes.
All right, so let's ask the question.
Yeah.
Should she be charged?
No, she should not.
I don't think she should be charged at all.
It's clear self-defense.
Right. 800-585-1051. Should this lady be charged?
Really? He might need to be charged.
Yeah.
She bit the man's tongue off. He deserved it.
If it was a penis, she'd be getting looked at as a hero. So you got to look at the tongue the same way you look at the penis. Right, Envy?
800-585-1051. Envy. Yo, you kinky this morning. You missed me, son.
It has nothing to do with me and kinky. I'm having a conversation.
Why don't you ask
you
that question?
Grow up.
Why you ask me?
Envy, grow
Listen,
up.
I'm not trying to get in the middle of what you guys have going on every morning.
You should grow up. Okay.
Call us up right now.
Oh, I'm just thankful. Up, I'm in a safe zone for myself as a woman.
I want a safe zone to you. How about that? Call us up right now. It's the Breakfast Club.
Stop sagging your pants.
Donkey Today is brought to you by the law office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.